It's the most compassionate group of people I've ever worked with and the most supportive team I've ever been on. I have learned more about myself and my community just by interacting with the BIAC team than I could explain.
This is TBI, Talking Brain Injury from Brain Injury Association of Colorado. I'm your host, Phil, a four-time recipient of brain injuries I don't even remember, plus a whole bunch I kinda maybe do remember. Today, I'm talking with a BIAC team member. It's Darcy. She's the one in charge of recharging your brain by playing outside.
River rafting and ropes courses and wall climbing. And this is all adapted for brain injury survivors.
Darcy came to BIAC after a few years in the Department of Corrections, where brain injury, it's prevalent, and compassion goes a long way.
A lot of people feel like going back outside is really inaccessible for a variety of different reasons. These camps provide that opportunity to reintegrate into your community in a really safe manner.
Darcy is here to tell us all about the excursions she has planned this summer. Stick around until the end to learn how you can get involved or check out the events calendar now at biacolorado.org. Hey everyone, welcome back. It's Phil Lindemann with the BIAC Podcast, TBI, Talking Brain Injury from Brain Injury Association of Colorado. And today I'm joined by a very special guest over Zoom. I have Darcy from BIAC. Darcy, great to have you.
Hi everybody. Thank you so much for having me, Phil. I'm really excited. As you said, my name's Darcy. I am the Program Manager of Client Activities and Events. There's been a little bit of a role name change. This role used to be called the Program Manager of Adaptive Recreation and Classes and Workshops, but we recently did a little name change just to really encompass everything that this role covers. But I am honored to run the Adaptive Recreation Program. I also get to support the classes and workshops, and I just get to work face-to-face with some really, really lovely people here at the Brain Injury Association.
And we're excited to have you on the show, talking a little bit more about all the great work that you do. And I mean, summer's here. We've already started. We had the first golf tournament of the season, right?
Yeah. So that was about 2 weeks ago. We had the Kathleen's Cause Golf Tournament over in Littleton in the Roxborough Golf Course neighborhood. It was beautiful. You know, I've been at BIAC for about 2 years now, and I've heard tons about this golf tournament. It was my first time getting ready to go see the golf tournament and support the golf tournament. And oh my gosh, what a beautiful venue and just incredible people.
And an incredible cause, like always. So, Darcy, before we jump into what you're doing now with BIAC, I got to find out how it is that you got hooked up with BIAC. How'd you find this group?
Yeah. So, I recently graduated college a couple years ago. And in my internship, I took an internship with the Colorado Department of Corrections. I was working with the peer programming department. And during that time, we started bringing some of the head programming into the prisons. The AHEAD groups are groups that are intended to help survivors kind of retrain their brain injury symptoms and learn more about their brain injury. There is a very large population of people in the prisons and in the jails who have brain injuries. And so that was kind of how I met BIAC. And shortly after that, I was just hooked on supporting people in legal systems. So BIAC was hiring, and that was, I ended up getting a job on the reentry team. That was my entry into the brain injury world. I'd taken a lot of behavioral neuroscience classes and just fell in love with the brain. And I love serving. So this has been the most rewarding thing I think I've ever done.
Hey, I love hearing it. Where'd you go to school?
I graduated from Metro State University.
All right. Right there in Denver. A roadrunner,
yes.
Right?
I was. Yes. Well, I am. Yes.
Definitely. Well, and interesting to make the move from, like you said, corrections to BIAC.
Yes.
Are you still working with that population these days?
You know, I support some folks in that population, but when the role for this position came available, my initial background is actually in horse training. So I loved serving in the corrections world, but I really missed being outside. And I remember the gentleman who held this position before me, meeting with him and learning about his role and thinking, gosh, that would be so fun to give that a try someday. So it was a big step, but it was definitely the right step. And Brain Injury Association of Colorado has been incredibly supportive through the transition. It's been such a fun transition, too.
All right. Now, tell us what you're doing with BIAC, you know, some of the fun outdoor things that you're doing and how they fit into the mission of helping people with brain injury just thrive.
Yeah, that's actually, I think, the most fun part of this role is we get to play outside and we get to incorporate learning about brain injury and reintegration into the community together. So we run 5 summer camps with the Breckenridge Outdoor Education Center every year. So in the summer, we run 3 camps. Those are called Challenge by Choice, and those are going to involve things like river rafting and ropes courses and wall climbing. And this is all adapted for brain injury survivors. So I'm really impressed with the way the Breckenridge Outdoor Education Center is able to adapt for seemingly every ability I have seen. It's absolutely incredible. Then we have a rafting trip in northern Colorado that ends in Utah in the Ruby Horse Thief Canyon area. And that's a few nights. It's beautiful. And then that final camp that we do is called Creative Minds. And that's going to be a little bit more respite focused. People get to write music. I have heard that people get to write plays. There's a little bit more relaxing hiking involved. And this is all taking place up in Breckenridge. So you have just an incredible landscape for the whole thing.
Now you're speaking my language. So I'm based in Breckenridge area. Been up here for a long, long time. And, you know, BOEC really is just one of those gems of the community. They work with so many different groups from all over the place. And like you said, I am just always blown away at how they are able to adapt for anybody's needs up there. Now, second year in the role, did you have a chance to get out to the BOEC last year?
I did not. So I actually took over this role back in September or October of last year. So this will be really my first summer getting my feet wet. And I got to tell you, the support that I'm getting from the Breckenridge Outdoor Education Center team is absolutely incredible. Our first camp starts in June 16th, and I am just really, really looking forward to seeing this all in action. You know, we also do a ski trip with the Breckenridge Outdoor Education Center in the wintertime, and that's a couple overnights. And I hear just absolutely awesome feedback from the survivors on that one. I want to say that ski trip and also the fishing trips that we do are some of the most recommended things that I hear from survivors.
I've heard the same thing, too. Now, I have not had the chance to actually be a participant at any of the BOEC camps, but I've visited them plenty of times. You know, they have just so many groups from all over, you know, not just BIAC, but also Wounded Warrior Project, some other veteran services, and then also just local school groups. And I mean, all year long, even there is a team that takes out kids who are students right here in Summit County, and they take them out and they get to go ski weekly. And I mean, some of these kids, they then go on to, of course, the Special Olympics. They do their thing over at Copper every year, the ski race. And it is the support network that folks of all abilities, ages, sizes, and shapes, everything have through the BOEC. It's pretty great. Now, tell me why it's important then. For somebody with brain injury, no matter what level brain injury you have or where you're at in your recovery, why it's important to get out and play outside and work that into your recovery?
Yeah. You know, one of the things that I think I heard more frequently than almost anything else when I was working in the reentry department was those feelings of isolation after your brain injury. And also, you know, you've undergone a big life change and maybe your ability to do things that you did before has changed substantially too. And a lot of people feel like going back outside is really inaccessible for a variety of different reasons. These camps provide that opportunity to reintegrate into your community in a really safe manner. You know, we've got people who are arriving and using wheelchairs, getting to climb rock walls and do ropes courses. And that's kind of a unique opportunity. It's actually so unique. The Breckenridge Outdoor Education Center has done such a lovely job with these camps, and we partner with them because of that. You know, people come from all over the country for these camps. So it's just really incredible to see the growth and the community building that's been going on over here. And I'm really proud to be a part of it and to support it.
And talk about some of the requirements then, because like you said, they can adapt, but you know, what does somebody need to do or have before they can sign up for one of these camps?
Yeah. So on our website, we have our application, and then we also request a medical form filled out by your doctor that just says, hey, you know, here are some of the conditions that I experience, but I am cleared to come. I have actually not seen people turned away at this point. So I think that really speaks to the quality of Breckenridge Outdoor Education Center's ability to adapt. I get handwritten letters from people pretty regularly saying, this is the most fun that I get to have all summer. Some people have even mentioned that they live in supportive living homes, and this is kind of some of the only time that they get to leave the supportive living community and come be with other brain injury survivors and do things that they thought they might not be able to get to do.
So you got to have the doctor's note, but yes. As of now, you have not seen anybody declined.
This is correct. Yes.
All right. It's
very, very unique. I know for our Ruby Horse Thief kayaking excursion, we do ask that people are a little bit more independent with that one, just because we are out on a river for a couple days. But I know that we're pretty able to adapt for that too. It was pretty fun chatting with the BOEC team about that rafting excursion, because I have not grown up near rivers. I actually grew up in Southern California near the ocean. So I find rivers to be pretty daunting, and they were like, nah, we've got you. We can adapt for all of that. No worries. So I find that to be very impressive.
Definitely. Well, you grew up in Southern California with horses around by the ocean, right?
Yes.
You got to tell me a little bit more about, your horse background then.
Yeah. So it sounds kind of wild to go from a place, you know, the beach in Southern California with horses to Denver, Colorado. My dad is actually from Colorado, and he's actually kind of a driver of my interest in the brain as well. He is a survivor of brain injury. He sustained a stroke back in 2019. And so that was kind of my introduction to brain injury. I considered my dad to be one of my best friends. So that's who taught me to surf. That's who got me interested in horses. That's who got me interested in the brain. We split our time between Southern California and the western slope of Colorado. So when I graduated high school, they moved overseas for his work, and I decided I wanted to go to school in Colorado and just continue being out here. It's like a dream out here.
Well, and we're happy to have you. And I mean, I'm sure that BIAC is happy to have your enthusiasm and, you know, your new perspective on things, because, you know, I know BIAC just recently went through a name change. Not much has changed with the organization, but, you know, anytime you got a name change, it just brings to mind that, oh, things might be changing. As far as you know, how does it feel being inside the organization, you know, the person inside looking out?
I am so honored to be a part of the Brain Injury Association team. It is the most fulfilling thing I have ever done in my life, but I've also never felt so supported. I could talk your ear off about how incredible the Brain Injury Association team is, but it's the most compassionate group of people I've ever worked with and the most supportive team I've ever been on. I have learned more about myself and my community just by interacting with the BIAC team than I could explain. It's such a blessing and honor to be a part of this team. I never want to leave.
And we hope that you don't have to. It's Darcy.
Yeah.
It's been well, and like you said, your personal interest, especially in brain health, comes from your dad. How's he doing these days?
He's doing amazing. You know, after that initial stroke, I realized how resilient my family really is, because he came out just ready to recover and ready to go, almost to the point where some of us were like, whoa, let's take a couple breaths. but it's been really inspiring watching him, and it's been really incredible for our family too. I really think it's brought us a lot closer together. When I took this job with the Brain Injury Association as a reentry specialist, I started learning so much more about my mother's role as a caregiver. And, you know, what that looks like for all of the family. And I also got the unique opportunity to start teaching my dad what I was learning in work and how that can support him. So, you know, through all of that, I actually realized I screened positive for brain injury as well.
Really?
Those horseback riding accidents. Turns out you can sustain several concussions and that has a lasting impact on your brain, which I just really had no idea. So working at the Brain Injury Association has been a really big quality of life adjustment in the best way for me. I understand myself better now than I ever have. And I think I have a really unique understanding of the community as well.
I love to hear that. That is too incredible. Now, are you going to get your dad out on any of these trips that are coming up this summer?
That would be fantastic. You know, we do have extra space on some of these trips. Okay. And I know that they're planning on doing their own fishing trip down in Colorado later this summer. So it's something I've kind of floated a little bit here and there. I'm not so sure he'll be able to do this summer, but we're kind of hoping for next summer. My parents still continue that tradition of splitting their time between California and Colorado.
Well, cool. I hope that sometime he gets to get out on either the river or a rock wall or a ski trip or something with you. Now, when you're looking ahead to these trips, do you get to go on most or all of these camps?
That is the hopes. You know, my big thing taking over this role has been, I don't want to make massive changes. I want to make little small changes to just make everything a little bit smoother. And also half the fun of this job is getting to see how fulfilling it is for everybody else and hopefully participate if there's time. So I definitely plan to hang out for that first whole camp. We have our Bruno Reinhardt golf tournament coming up in July, and that's actually happening at the same time as our second camp. So I'll be there for part of that camp. Mm-hmm. But, you know, this Bruno tournament is really special. It provides scholarships for survivors to attend these camps. As you can imagine, these camps get a little bit expensive because those adaptations, they take some skill. They sometimes take extra equipment. And those of you who are not able to afford the full cost are likely eligible for a scholarship too. So we just really do what we can to make these camps a lot more accessible. We want to make sure everybody gets a chance to come play.
And I love to hear that too, because one thing that I know from my own personal experience with brain injury and so, so many people that I have talked to on this podcast is that I would get the help I need if I could afford it. If there was a way I could actually make it happen. So the Bruno Tournament fundraiser specifically for some of these camps.
It is, yes. The Bruno family, I work really closely with them. So their son, Tony Bruno, sustained a brain injury when he was a boxer at CU Boulder. And they immediately became pretty invested with the Brain Injury Association. Around the time they got involved, they started attending these camps, and there was kind of an immediate recognition of, wow, we need to support people being able to come to camps for scholarships and things like that. So that was how that Bruno tournament was born. And then I'm taking over that tournament this year. So I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be beautiful.
And remind us where that one's at.
That one's going to be in Niwa. So a little bit northeast of Boulder.
Okay. Got it. Great. And coming up in July, still some room for people to sign up, last minute registrations if they want to?
Absolutely. Yes. So our July camp is ready to go. We've got a few more spots available. We would love to have a couple more people join us if anyone is able to. Our August Challenge by Choice camp is full, but we do have more spots available for Creative Minds and for that Ruby Horse Thief Canyon excursion. So we would love to have some more people join us.
All right. And what's the best way for somebody to sign up or just at least learn a little bit more about these camps?
Yeah. So I highly recommend heading to the BIAColorado.org website and head over to our recreation programs page. You can see on the right-hand side, there are some buttons for the registration page, the medical form, and that scholarship form if you're looking for some extra help.
Perfect. BIAColorado.org. I'm sure lots of folks have been out to there yet, but it's a good excuse to go dig around the website and find all sorts of resources that you all have on there, from the outdoor programs to these golf tournaments to, of course, the Pikes Peak Challenge. Now, I got to admit, I had my first chance to get up on Pikes Peak with BIAC last summer, and that for me was one of the coolest experiences that I've ever had. So I went out there and hooked up with a gentleman that I'd had on the podcast before and his wife. We did the hike together. And as we were hiking, I just interviewed people along the trail, found out more about what brought them out there, whether they were a survivor or a friend, family, supporter, anybody. And I mean, it was incredible to hear the stories, how long some people have been doing that event too. People have been coming out for decades as an entire family in support of, you know, a friend, or just even in support of the fact that, you know, they work in the medical industry. And they were like, you know what? I love the work BIAC does. So I decided to come out here and bring my nurse friends with me. And we are going to suffer through almost 15 miles of hiking 7,000 vertical feet. I mean, it's,
oh my gosh.
Yes. You know, just the dedication that folks have. Now I've got to ask you, will we see you out at Pikes Peak this year? Can you make it?
Absolutely. Yes. I got to actually hang out at the top last year and welcome people as they finished. And I got to say, it was beautiful, but I kind of missed the opportunity to actually be able to hike. And I think that that's in the books for this year, because, man, watching those brain injury survivors complete such an incredible challenge, I want to be a part of that.
Yeah. And I think the one that sticks out in my mind, now, I didn't get to interview this group because, you know, once you get to that last mile and a half, 2 miles, that final slog up to the top, you know, people just want to hike. They need to get up there. Well, I ran into a group of veterans. Two of them were Iraqi freedom veterans, and, you know, both of them had sustained their TBIs while in the service. And they were so dedicated to getting to the top, but kind of beating themselves up. I mean, these are soldiers. These are guys who are used to suffering through so much for their job. And I remember the one guy telling me, he was like, the last time I walked this far, it was with a rucksack on my back and I was going through the desert. And he's like, and he just looked around, took a deep breath, and he's like, at least here nobody's shooting at me.
Wow.
And it just, you know, I finally did see him up at the top. He told me that it took him an hour longer than he wanted to get up there, but he made it. And all I had to tell him was, like, you know what, man, who cares what came before that? You made it. You got to the top. You fulfilled, you know, the goal, the mission, what you wanted to do. And, you know, he said, you're right. I did. I completed the mission. I made it to the top. And that was all that I cared about. And, yeah, I would love to see him and his group back out there again this year. I don't know if they will, though, because he also mentioned it's probably the last time I'm ever hiking Pikes Peak. But he did it once. He did it once.
It's a really long hike. You know, I was looking at the stats for that hike and was like, this is a much harder hike than we really think it is.
It's a monster.
You know, standing up there, you get a beautiful view. I cannot imagine what it's like to travel from the base of the mountain to the top like that. That's an incredible accomplishment.
Yeah. Now, before we scare anybody away from it, though, I will say, if hiking is your thing and you see those numbers and you think, ooh, that's intimidating, but I think I can do it, you can absolutely do it. I know you can, because it's also just it is a cool experience to go from ground level Manitou Springs on the incline, surrounded by forest, through even more, you know, the kind of the high alpine forest, and then up onto the flanks of Pikes Peak. You get literally a taste of everything Colorado has to offer, except for maybe some white water. I mean, it's literally the only thing missing from Pikes Peak. Yeah.
Well, and I got to tell you, I got to spend a lot of time up there last year, and being at eye level with planes from Colorado Springs doing, you know, military trainings and things like that was incredible. That view up there, it's beautiful. That was one of my favorite fundraisers I've been to date.
Not a bad place to spend the day, that's for sure.
Not at all. Not at all.
And the best part about it, you get a ride back down to the bottom. You don't even have to walk back down.
Yes, and you get to hang out with all of us from the Brain Injury Association, and we are just some of the most passionate people I have ever met about brain injury. I'm so honored to be with such like-minded people.
And Darcy, I'm honored that you've made time to be on the podcast today. Thank you again for the work that you're doing. We look forward to seeing you for a long time to come there at BIAC. And I'm especially happy to hear that your job has also impacted your personal life. Like you said, it's you feel like it's made you a better person and taught you something about yourself you didn't know before.
Yes, it's the beauty of BIAC.
Well, Darcy, thank you again for making time to be on TBI, Talking Brain Injury, the Brain Injury Podcast. We look forward to seeing you out there all across the state, in Breckenridge, at Pikes Peak, Ruby Horse Thief, anywhere you are. We look forward to seeing you out there with some of the folks right here in our community.
Thank you so much for letting me come chat. I look forward to chatting with you again soon.
We'll see you soon, Darcy.